jin thal mne ba yang da ba zo ba san je ji kong ba ran ba ji do ba sa de yi che do tam be chu le ku sang gong zong ji chong ba je wo nyang de san ba san chu chu de to je ba ngon de tang de sen
ba. So Vinshu asks everyone to begin by generating Bodhicitta, the awakening mind. To generate Bodhicitta. To generate Bodhicitta, what's happening? Oh, it's the fan. Yeah, it's the fan. No, I can't
say that. Take it.
Rinpoche asks everyone to begin by generating bodhicitta, the awakening mind, which is the wish one has to and the effort one does in order to attain perfect Buddhahood beyond the extremes of remaining in a peaceful state of mind or in a conditioned existence or samsara. One then has the wish to and makes efforts in order to attain that state for the sake of all sentient beings in number as vast as the sky. Towards that end, one resolves to listen, reflect, and meditate.
To a pleasant object, and you have the feeling, then arises some kind of notion in the mind where you don't want.
Sanji ji kompa tarpa ta tam chen chen ba kompa dom na do tu re.
Now since all sentient beings possess the Buddha nature, it is possible for any individual that has the qualities devotion, diligence and wisdom to attain liberation, to attain omniscience or Buddhahood.
Te tau sanjo kande se do go gre se na tambe chu la tu sang gom som se te sanjo do go.
So awakening is then achieved through listening, reflecting and meditating.
Te ne tu sang gom som je kap su yang te ne sanjo sem be jo ba yin bin sanjo sem je sem be jo ba te kar chen go re.
Now, when attempting to, when practicing in order to attain Buddhahood, the conduct of a bodhisattva, which focuses on achieving the welfare of beings, is very important. So if one listens to teachings on the meaning of one verse and reflects upon the meaning of that verse, the merit with the proper motivation, that is bodhicitta, then that in itself results in merit which eventually will contribute towards attaining Buddhahood.
Te sanchuk je sem tia lamsang je kale khabu yore te kom ji gom to. Samba ninje gom sanchuk je sem yang ni yang do kom ji gom.
So it's not possible to give rise to bodhicitta instantly. One needs to familiarize oneself with loving kindness and compassion.
Tene sanchuk sempe tanda lale nyamniyam.
So among the many practices related to the path of a bodhisattva, the ones presented in this text, which consists of 37 points, are very important.
Te karre sana tsik mangbo mayin ba tsik nyonyong.
So this text is short and concise. Even though it's short and concise, it's very easy to understand.
And the author,
Munshu Tome, was a great bodhisattva himself. There are stories from his childhood, where it is, or from where it is obvious that even as a child he had great loving kindness and compassion for others. So if one considers, for example, children, there are those that naturally are compassionate towards others, and then there are those that are not compassionate, that delights in harming beings and so on. Now these different dispositions come about as a result of activities in previous existences.
Te yen de tene nga zo yan tanda samba nyi ge san ju ge sem la komba re se na je ba sema yang samba nyi ge san ju sem ge da nyi ji ngre.
So if one in this life develops loving kindness and compassion, generates bodhicitta, the awakening mind, then in a future life one will come to embody loving kindness and compassion.
Ta la le sob do yin na ne ta da chob do ba le no rang da nyam ba me be che wo yi nga ja wang ki nye thap se na ya la ma yin do ku pe da ni che che wo la ba ja se la le chi sa so rang ta ra ni ta yuen ding so nyam ba tang rang le me be che wo yi rang le me ba rang le yin be che wo yi Maja wanki se se dae maja je wanki maja la tin te nie thap se ne ya ran la nie thap se pa nie chu che ne ya phar ke se ne nie chu che ne ya har se ko de te lama yin do ku pe lama la ku ba yi se ba yin do ku pe da ni je che bol la ba ja se la ne ku ba go ne che bol la ba ja se la ne
We come to verse number 17, where it is said that even though somebody out of pride despises one, that person being either equal to oneself or inferior to oneself, at that point it is a practice of bodhisattvas to think of this person with respect, to think of this person as a guru and place him above one's head. Rinpoche says that that mainly concerns a mental attitude. It's not necessary to physically or verbally express that
respect.
So, one can look at it from one viewpoint, which is that if someone despises one, treats one with contempt, now if one reacts as has been advised in this verse, then one's pride will decrease. So in that sense, the person treating one with contempt is, so to speak, a teacher, a guru.
Maja chonro sona tene sanju tope dros jobare tene gevi kini de.
So if one's pride decreases, that then is conducive to one's attaining enlightenment. Therefore, or in that sense, the person treating one with contempt is like a guru.
Tene yenda karanla toepa se na toepa se pa putela rang gagre rangla toepa se pa se na gagre.
So, obviously, one is pleased if somebody praises one, so one should be aware of that if, as a result of being praised, one becomes proud, then that's a hindrance in terms of attaining enlightenment.
Same de zam zambo zoya re te indu sem zambo zoya la to bata me ba ni yi je me ba se ba te ya si ni
re now in the Buddhist tradition it is said that one practices in order to eliminate inappropriate states of mind such as pride and so on so therefore it is preferable to meet with someone who treats one with contempt and if one reacts in the way described, as a result one's pride, for example, will decrease. Therefore, it's preferable to encounter someone that treats one with contempt rather than praises one.
Dan zin tang nga jia jie nyu mo ba nga jia jie wang ge nie tab se ba re ma to nie ba se ba bu ti sem jie rang yin wo sa ba re de xin ning bo ye re ngo wo le tema yo ma re chu ka yo ma re ti se na yang chu lo wo ba yin ba tang chu de jin le song wa tang lo wo ba yin ba tang ngo wo le tema me pa cha ni yang ku ba so chu ku pa
Sem
ji ne lok dekhi nyambo de den ba chane ko ba tung logor ba are
now if someone then out of pride treats one with contempt if at that point one is aware of that the pride this person has is only an accidental stain in actual fact it occurs due to that this person believes that there is a real person and real phenomena due to such belief this person then develops pride which is an obscuring mental state as was said if at that point one is aware of that this state of mind this negative state of mind is only accidental is only temporary in actual fact this person possesses the Buddha nature which is also referred to as luminous mind in terms of the essence of luminous mind the Buddha nature there are no defects or stains stains are only passing or accidental therefore one can from that viewpoint actually think of someone with respect knowing that this person as everyone else possesses the Buddha nature luminous mind which is free from stains
tetar ta nga ja je wa gnye ta se pa pu ti chun lo wor wa yin ba chi tene sem je ne lo le tma me par chi pa go ni tene ko pa se pa ina dor je te pa tang tham ba re dor je te pa nyam ne se pa bo te la sem je je tu chun lo wor wa yin ba chi ba ta ngo wo number ta ba yin ba chi pa go ni ta nang zo ko ba re
So in terms of someone trying to practice the Vajrayana, pure perception, practice then in the way described is very important. One should be aware of that faults and defects, obscuring mental states, are accidental or temporary, and that all beings possess the Buddha nature, the true nature of mind, which is free from stains.
Are then the same thing je chung lower ba che pa tang ne lok te same je ne lok te rang ji je number ta pa ta par che pa go ne same ji la ta nang me na ta nang ma che na then je tang ta nang che ka le ka por same ji tang je
Now, in general, it's difficult to have pure perception in relation to all sentient beings, though, as was said, actually, the nature of the minds of all sentient beings is complete purity. The minds of all sentient beings are by nature pure. Now, being aware of that, one should try to generate pure perception.
So we mhongxing ta de mo yi ni sab jin ne da dong je tab jang lar ro kyen de do da le lin si jin shom ba ma ba ja se la lin chi sa wa song de tan de ka sun so we mhongxing so we mhong ba zam de ma je ta de mo yi ni ju xie ba da mo yi ji ni ju xie ba da de 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 sab jin je ne da dong ji tab jang dong dang de ดินเนเปเนปะซงจังเตนดาวกะเลคาปะจอนะตาสันจิสะบะกันติโซโกโดโลกะเตดอกดาลลินสิจังโรบะสิมจิงกอนจิติปะตันดงาตามจิดาละโชลินจังดากะเดวะตังเกวะสิมจิงละพาตังเตชมบะเมปะจาเซลาลินกะเล
In the next verse, it is said that even though one may be completely destitute or penniless, having nothing, in addition to which everyone continuously treat one with contempt, in addition to which one is struck by a serious illness and experiences a lot of harm in dependence upon negative influences, at that point it is a practice of bodhisattvas to not be discouraged, but to take upon oneself the evil and suffering of all sentient beings.
Tarpa tunye de lo jigore. Tarpa don the nerve lo yang da bodi jigore. Tarpa don the nerve lo yang da bodi jibar sebala. Tene koval hinja mebe lo jigore. Koval hinja mebe lo jevala. Kova dongaje rangin do yi chipata ripugoni. Kova dongaje rangin imbe nyamyung niga gore. Te niga yuna ripugoni. Repe Korva Dongaji Rangin, but Konzop don't Korva Dongaji Rangin, but Requedo, Rebugoni Ichi. Rangi Dongangus, Yong, the Yamyong Goni Ichina, then Korva Dongaji Rangin, the Ichigre, Ting, Jong Jigre, Tapatu Nijilogic.
Now, in order to attain liberation, it is then obvious that one must desire or want to attain liberation in order to. Have that wish, it is then necessary to be free of attachment to samsara, to pleasures in samsara or conditioned existence. Now, in order to free oneself of such attachment, it's necessary to actually be convinced of that samsara is of the nature of suffering. That conviction can come about through reasoning, also through personal experience. Now, through reasoning, one can arrive at an understanding of that on a relative level, samsara is of the nature of suffering, in addition to which one has personal experience of that samsara is of the nature of suffering. Having both understanding and personal experience, then renounces samsara or conditioned existence, and in this way one practices and eventually will attain liberation.
This is not the end of the time, Dunga, Dunga, Kale Kavosona Yang, then Tarpe, Dunga, the Tarpe, draw in the Senna.
So it is then said in this verse that one should not be discouraged when experiencing suffering, when encountering difficulties, because in fact these events, if one then reacts in the way described, are an aid towards attaining liberation.
Tene jase chaba le chonjo le cha yin ya dana yin de ne chobe te pa se bar sin kho ba pa le nyin ji ji yin ya dana yin de ne dana le yin de dana yin de ne chobe te pa se bar sin dana ji chyo te na ja ji ma re
o
tre pa kho ba kho ba pa le nyin ji ji kho ba sin de le nyin ji ji re Then it took a land, same thing, gave a like Gava young in grey. Don't I have what is it?
Now, in the Bodhicharya Bhattara, it is said that suffering or experiencing suffering is something that results in developing good qualities as well as contributing towards diminishing or decreasing arrogance or pride. and through experiencing suffering, one will come to have compassion for beings in samsara or conditioned existence. Also, one seeing that samsara is of the nature of suffering, one will turn away from negative actions and practice virtue. One will rejoice in virtue.
Nyembar trahen romang kyev tu nam tu poye nonda topjur chang. Sipe pajur nyingbo mize ne kengba meba jase lali yin shisala song. Nyembar trahen nyen Ninja said the Karasana, take the bus at the Ninja said it. Ninja Chimbo, Ninja Chimbo, Keda Chimbo. Samson Tam Ninja Chimbo, young said it, similarly. Ninja Chimbo, Yobatan. Ninja Chimbo, Yobatop, Roman Chief, do you say? Roma Mambo Karana, Kukor Sepata. Keda Chimbo, you are not the name of Mambo Gavri, Kukor Sepata. Kutu is over it. Keta mina yazomare. Sancho Sampayina yazomare. Nam tu poe nonda top joja, nor kadeundo. Nam tu poe jet la, la supojeras. Nam tu poe, nor supoe, tetan drava, supoina. Northern Nam tu poe, northern drava, nor supo, super georgian. Sipa panjor nyingpo mise na sipa panjor se te patang jorba se je te longju panjor longju se kare sipa kamsung korba patang jorba la nyingpo mepa zing ne panjor nyingpo mepa zing ne panjor jorba chuchin panjor la ten te yang dongan prawa panjor la ten te dongan prawa mangpo yore panjor nyingpo mepa pena lo der panjor chenpo yina lo yungma la Tangbo chaya yang yere. Reba, then I will get higher. Panjor dungaje, Panjor la long jutor machin and Panjor de dungan brevada. Panjor mata panjur chitin in Brazine. King Ba meper jesse lalling. King Basija de Naja. Naja mebasi gogre. Naja mebaseno. Nida dam panjur chimbo yona yang sanju de key in the mother. Ninja Dang Panjur Chimbo, the song of young Naja Jena Sanju to keep secret. This and a King Bamasia.
In the next verse, it is said that even though one may be very famous and respected by a lot of people, as well as very wealthy, as wealthy as the god of wealth. Even though one may be in these circumstances, it is a practice of bodhisattvas to be without pride or arrogance, seeing that in fact the glory and wealth of samsara or conditioned existence is without essence. Now, fame, wealth, and so on in samsara are things that are of an impermanent nature. Therefore, they very often result in suffering. There are people that are very wealthy one year, the next year they may have lost everything. So, in actual fact, wealth, fame, and so on in samsara are without essence.
Tene keda tang, keda tang ni da tang panjur chembo longje hi kogre. Kande se che kogre, xincha me pe koni longje kogre. Xincha che na tene panjur tang keda te longje ma hi pare.
So, one should then know how one is to react when, for example, one is very famous and wealthy. If one is in these circumstances, one should have no attachment towards one's fame and wealth. Then these will not result in suffering.
Tena Sanju Samba Seju, Sanju Samba Yena, Tene Tate Keda Tang. Tate Nyendra Tang Panjur Lekhenpa Mepa Maungpar Tam Nyendra Thondo Tang Panjur Dundo Je Yang Khenpa Mepa Dumpa Mepa Tendra Uji Yungto Koy.
So a Bodhisattva
Sanju Sampa Yapo Cha Yungri
should then be a
Sanju Sampa Da Sama
free from attachment to fame and wealth, as well as free from being attached to attain these in the future, to obtain these in the future.
In a young decaps of two drop and twinging young drop.
So one should not understand this in a wrong way, a mistaken way. One shouldn't think that in actual fact I shouldn't work at all, I shouldn't try to get anything together. That's a mistake. One needs to work and so on in order to accumulate what is necessary to practice the Dharma. So the advice here shouldn't be misunderstood. Thought of as meaning that one shouldn't make any efforts whatsoever.
Ni chepa da ta da jatha ni chepa. Jatha ni chepa kam der. Jitin de tene leka chempo. Leka chempo. Sava mambo. Leka mambo prebe tuka re. Tene chepa so chu du bin tjin to sa je ma ro na. Tene chu du ya kale ka boyo.
So in our days, in the 20th century, then people in general are very busy with doing a lot of different jobs. So therefore, people that want to practice the Dharma should understand that it's necessary to work in order to accumulate whatever is necessary so that one can practice.
Tena Hemba Meba Tang Tene Chudrupin Tujin Tujin Drupicheto Leka da Nyambo Chusi Topa Tenda Wachona Tene Maman Buchunamis.
Now, when one works in order to accumulate whatever is necessary, one should then not. The point here is that one should not be attached to the wealth one accumulates. One should just do what is necessary in order to obtain whatever one needs, and then make use of this in one's Dharma practice. So one makes effort in order to create conditions that are favorable or conducive to one's study and practice of the Dharma.
Rang Hedang Dravo Maturna Sir Dravo Torhing Pravaranjo. Tesar samda ninji ma kongki rangjun durwa jase lali. Samba chenpo tang ninji chenpo ni te ma kong zog su kwe pare. Ta samba tang ninji ma kongki karan dur gogre. Sarur je dhan dur gomare. Rangju je dhan dur gogre. Rang jui neba. Rang sem neba. Same name, but that and don't go over it. So was somebody ninji and the yaga drade, yin la seva mebe goni, yin la neba sepe sem. He dan control tover sepe sem name by yureta, the sotam chin don't go. Jim Sinkare Rang and Nangi, he danga draw. Donga lamsan keeper sepe, he danga draw on the door mat of na, then don't go. Then door matovna, Sir Dravo told him Pavanjor. Sir Dravo te torna, Cassage torna, Dravo manu mandogre. Parkes and a Dravo manu mandogre. Chukes and a Dravo pergate. Dravo torna, Dravo pergate. Dravo Pavanjova tisa. Oh, yeah.
In the next verse, it is said that if one doesn't shame the inner enemy of one's own anger, then external enemies, if one tries to conquer external enemies, they will only increase. Therefore, by means of the army or host of loving kindness and compassion, one should discipline one's own mind stream. To do so is a practice of bodhisattvas. So, rather than attempting to conquer external enemies, one should concentrate on overcoming one's own negative states of mind, such as anger and so on, states of mind where one has the wish to harm others rather than benefit them. This then should be done by means of loving kindness and compassion. By means of these, one should discipline or tame one's own mind stream.
Then the Tajir Chikuna, Samsa Tajir Kuna Kondra. Sanje, Simchin Tamje, the Tonda, Sanje, the Kompan Dober Dober, Sanjuk Sambatang, Samatso Chichi, Namji Chichi. Samba the Ninji Maponki Rang Jun Dor Gute Gupi Jumse Yote Rang Hedanga Dravo Matur Nasir Dravo Torkin Pervanjova Tisa.
So it is then said that in terms of a bodhisattva that tries to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, for the sake of accomplishing the welfare of beings, it is then necessary for that person, for that bodhisattva, to it is necessary for that individual to discipline or tame his or her own mind stream by means of the host or army of loving kindness and compassion.
Tene sambada ninji ranju je hedang drandor tona sirur je dravo kase je mangna yang te chos chogre.
Now, if one actually practices, if one actually tries to overcome one's own anger, if one in this way cultivates or practices patience, in actual fact, external enemies will become an aid to one's practice, to towards obtaining awakening.
Dope yun tin lens chodangra, chetam chetan sipam pravanjo. kāna kīnchā jīvā ngūpō nām thārlā pāma jāsē lālīng jīsā sō. Dēbī yīndīng sē jītē dōyō ngā, zūgdā tērō rīzā ngā rī. Zūgdā tērō rīzā ngā yīdō ngā lā tā kīnchā jīgirā bā. Yīdō mōng bā lā dāngsīn jīgirā mūgā rā jīgirā. Tān dēbī yīndīng tē jāsām jēchāng, xīnchīng chākpū gō nī jāsām jēchāng sīpān pērgirā. Xīnchā mēpā yīnān dōyō jēnā sīpān pērgirā. Tāp kēpā jōnā tēnī sīpā dāng dōngā jē nīmbō yāng gōs kērē. Tāng tī sē nā dōbī yuñ tī lēnsī chō tāng dā wā tī sē nā chō tāng dā jāsām jēchāng sīpān pārpān jō wā tī sē nā kāngā xīnchā jēpū ngūpō nām kāngā xīnchā jēpū ngūpō nām ngūpō rāng pāngvā tāng tēlā xīnchā pāngvā nī yā kāngā xīnchā jēpū ngūpō tē pāng nā thāp kēkē nō nā kāngā xīnchā jēpū ngūpō rāng pāng tē tēlā xīnchā pāngvā rā kāngā xīnchā jēpū ngūpō tē mā pāng pār tēlā xīnchā rāng pāng tōku nō nā xīnchā pāng nā thāp kēkē nō nā thāp yāpū nō nā tēlā xīnchā pāng vā rā Tāmbu ngōpō pāngdē xīnchā pāngwā tāng, ngōpō mā pāngbā xīnchā pāngwā nīyā rā. Tā tē kārē yāgā tā tā gō rā. Kāngā xīnchā pāngwā jīpa ngōpō nā. Thārlā pāngwā jāsē lā lī. Ngōpō ām tē lā xīnchā thārlā pāngwā jāsē lā lī. Tsōgō tsōgō tē pāngsā ngōmā tē xīnchā pāngwā rā.
So sentient treasures are like salty water. To the extent that one enjoys these, to that extent one's craving for them will increase. Therefore, it's a practice of bodhisattvas to give up attachment towards things immediately. When one has attachment for them. Rinpoche says here there are two stages. Now one may literally, so to speak, turn away from sensual pleasures altogether. Though if one is able to, when engaging in sensual pleasures, one should be free of attachment towards them. So it depends on the context and one's capacity. Either one literally turns away from sensual pleasures, or if one is able to, one may enjoy them, being free of attachment towards them. That then involves being able to practice skillful methods.
Chetar nāvān dādā rāṅka sēmī dō nī trūpan tātāntā tēnī hīna zhūngzīn cēmā nām yīla māsī jāsē lālīngī kī sāvā sōng. Chetar nāvān sētū mēgī tā mēgī yōrdu chetar nāvān, nāvī yōrdu dā chetar tūpa lā sōpā, tūndā zhūgdā tūrū rīgzā tsō rē chetar nāvān. Gōngā nām hīji yōrdu chetar nāvān dādā Nāma tamche rāṅga sem, rāṅga sem ca nāma rā. Sem ca nāma tār ca sē nā tā, kuñi ki lā pākhyā yākpa lā tēne pākhyā ka wāṅ ka nā sō nāma rā. Nāma dātā rāṅga sem. Chetār nāma dātā rāṅga sem ām, sem ca rā. Sem nī dō nī trūpan tā tā rā. Sem nī sī ju tī nī rā tī sem ca nē lō lā kō rā. Sēm jē nē lōk tē dō nē tāngbō nē trūpān tā tāṁ jē tā trāpā rāng jē rā. Sēm jē nē lōk trū rā tē tē nē thāp kē trū rā zūpā mā rē, tāngbō nē trū rā rā. Inā yāng trū rā jī tōng mā tōk rā. Tē nē hī nē zhūng zhēn cē mā nā. Nā wā tāṁ jē sēm yēn bā tāng, sēm jē ngō bō trū rā yēn bā rā hī nē zhūng zhēn cē mā nā. Zhūng zhēn nī jē, zhūng zhēn jē Tse maam zhung zhe nyi je nam do te pangor se. Yele mazi jase lale. Zhung zhe nyi je nam do kutrupa hik gore. Te tar hikpa te jase lale. Resun.
in the next verse it is said that whatever appears, that is mind itself. So the five sense objects, or the objects of the five sense consciousnesses, are all manifestations of mind. According to the Chittamatta system, or the mind-only school, then habitual patterns are accumulated and stored within the fundamental consciousness. These then manifest in various forms, which are the different objects of the five sense consciousnesses, for example. So whatever appears is mind itself, is a manifestation of mind. The true nature of mind is from the very beginning beyond limiting states and mental fabrications. To know that, namely that appearances are mind, and that the true nature of mind is beyond mental fabrication. Through knowing that, or knowing that, it is a practice of bodhisattvas not to have concepts about perceived and perceivable.
Tene kunzop je nanzo dan 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 je nezo de zukola tepa je bola semchang dan omani omala rang dong de yin dong ni rang ji rang dong la rang ji de tan je ni yin dong ke lo so tan je ba ye ye re tene kan za ga dan me de tumong ge gomren re te kasa ni ton ni gomren pe ti kap so de tan de na yon lo ne ya pu re Kanzak dami di tumong lo. Tikpa chenpo da nye di tumong. Gogre gogre. Semchang tangpo gogre.
So, there are then different viewpoints in relation to apparent reality and ultimate reality, or the relative aspect of existence relating to the way things appear, and the absolute or ultimate aspect of existence relating to the true nature of these appearances. There are then, as was said, different viewpoints. Rinpoche gave all of you a book yesterday where there are five main systems. The first then relates to the viewpoint of there being no real individual, or individual self or ego, which is common to all the other systems. Then there is the mind-only school, or the Chittamatta system. Then there is the Madhyamaka approach, which has different subdivisions, two main ones being Rantong and Shentong. Rantong is divided into two subdivisions, being the Svatantrikas and Prasangikas.
Tene te tonte tava te so nyimba so ha kogre te sapa so ya kiso ne kale kale te sti sti.
So the different viewpoints of these systems will be explained later on, when she will give teachings.
Tene nyimba so ha te tava kote so te pa chembe tava kote so samore sa chi chu son ta tu gogo me san gogo mare yang ni yang do tu na sab sab ndo ga.
So, all students that have heard teachings on these different viewpoints should not think that having heard these teachings once is sufficient. The more one listens, the greater one's understanding will be. So, that's all for today.
Tene tanda teva duge.
Do you have a question?
Teva yesa mar tanga so gom tonge.
Now we will meditate a bit together.